This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine on the day of judgment, when man will stand from their grave, the person will be totally and utterly naked. If we were to go out on the street and expose just our chest, how embarrassed we would be. On that day, there will be the first person and the last person, and every single person will be naked. When Aisha radiallahu anha heard this, she said, "O Messenger of Allah, naked? Wouldn't one feel embarrassed in front of everybody?" The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha and taught you and I a lesson. He said, "O Aisha, the severity and the trauma of that day will be such that one will not be concerned about anybody else. That anybody naked standing next to you, you won't even notice their nakedness." On that day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A mutakabbir, a haughty person, will stand from their graves and they will be the size of an ant." In the dunya, they thought they were big, great. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reduce them to the size of an ant. And imagine on that day, there will be such a rush. A person will only have the space in which he stands. That's how tightly packed individual would be. And that person will be an ant, trampled by other individuals. The sun today is 93 million miles away. On that day, that sun will be a mile away. Imagine, a mile away. In normal circumstances, you would die. But on that day, there is no death. And people will be drowning in their sweat. Some will be up to their ankles, some to their knees, some to their hips, some to their shoulders, some totally and utterly immersed in their sweat based on the amount of sins that they committed. And also, the trauma of that day will make them sweat. According to some scholars, they will be drowning in their sweat because everybody will be sweating, and that sweat will spread all over on the day of judgment. What will the earth be like on that day? The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the earth will be flat. There will be no trees, no mountains. It will be white land, and that is all. Nothing else. That day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La tazulu qadama 'abdin hatta yusalla 40." No man will move a step until he answers four questions. How did you spend your life? After asking how did you spend your life, then Allah will ask the person, how did you spend your youth? Well, youth comes into life. Why repeat the question? Because youth is a time of temptations. It's when your friends are whining and dining and enjoying themselves, and you are in the masjid, you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, on that day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, out of the seven people who will be under the shade of Allah, when there will be no shade besides Allah's shade, will be shabun nasha'a fi ibadatillah. That young man who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will ask you upon your knowledge, how did you seek your knowledge and how did you act upon your knowledge? Where did you get your wealth from? How did you earn your wealth? And how did you spend it? And your body, which is a mana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how did you spend this body? Was it in haram or was it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you prayed salah, that you went to sujood, that you went in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This will be that day where the sun will be at the distance of a mile.